Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about 8 things you should be doing in your spare time. Now, the plan is to make this a video edition, so if you're listening on Spotify, you could watch as well. And of course, if you prefer to watch this over on YouTube, you should see my beautiful smiling face, and unless something goes wrong during the recording. And before we get started, I want to remind you guys, Jason Grayson and myself just launched a brand new podcast called The Trader Coffee Break. It's the same show that we do Wednesdays on YouTube, but now it's in podcast form. Our goal is to get it to be the number one ranked podcast out there. We're climbing the charts and it's only been a few days, but if we can get it to number one, then we're going to give away a free tier one trading membership. Now, what you have to do to be in the running for that prize is simple. Just leave a rating, leave a review, say something nice about the show. We're going to go in, we're going to pull whatever names out of it, put it in the randomizer type thing, and boom, one lucky trader will receive a free membership. So give it a rating, give it a review, even if you don't want to win a free membership, just to support Jason and myself as we kind of take the trading, the Trader Coffee Break to the next level. So let's talk about these 8 things you should be doing in your spare time, aside from rating and reviewing both this podcast and the Trader Coffee Break. I couldn't help myself. This comes from a post that I shared on social the other day, and I got a comment from one of you guys saying, hey, Akil, I'd love if you can expand on this and talk a little bit more about each category. And of course, with the Trading Coach Podcast being for you guys, by you guys, this is the perfect platform to do so. So let's start off in number one, and this is in no particular order. Number one is network. Now, I mentioned in the post, this is the one that I am the worst at. I am not antisocial. I just don't like being, I am purposely social. So if there's something that we have in common, like if you want to talk trading, you want to talk sports, you want to talk quantum physics in the universe or the ocean, I can get on board with that. But I'm not the type that just kind of networks to networks. I don't go out just to meet random people. It is a flaw of mine, but it's also who I am. But with that being said, networking can be a real positive because connections are good. You know, if you look at many of the jobs you've had or many of the opportunities that have opened up to you in life, it's due to networking. It's due to you meeting a random person, talking some gibberish about sports or quantum physics, and then that random person ends up being a CEO of some company, and guess what? You've got a job interview. Or, you know, with me personally in the trading space, I've had small talk with many of the world's greatest traders, or at least people who I consider to be the world's greatest traders, your Mike Bellafiore's, your Adam Grimes's, your Peter Brandt's, stuff like that. And just reaching out, just, you know, commenting and touching on certain posts, and it adds to a kind of a back and forth between us. And I'm able to pick and have some really interesting conversations that way, conversations that I never would have had otherwise. I remember one time we had a tier one trading event. It was a live event. And I told you guys this story before. I'll give you guys kind of the teaser version. Former institutional trader investor, broker, St. Paddy's Day, UFC fight, real fight. I think that's as far as I can go without getting myself into trouble, but it was a wild night. It was my one kind of Wolf of Wall Street night, but I made it to the plane just in time the next morning and somehow got home and I'm here today. But despite all the wild and crazy things that happened that night, we had some really good conversations, and that's how I found out how kind of the inside works with trading. The retail side I was familiar with, but the inside, kind of the insider way, the way institutions kind of handle trades and what they look for and how they kind of bait us retail traders. I learned a lot about that, and I wouldn't have otherwise if I never took that chance to network. So even though networking is something I am very bad at, I think you guys should do it. When you see a fellow trader out there on the internet, and the internet makes the world so much easier these days, just reach out, say hi. I tell you guys, I'm always open to DMs. You can ask me any question you want, and many of you guys do so. I think you should take that same approach with any trader out there. Just use us. It's a chance to pick our minds, and you know, you never know when that's going to come in handy. So networking is key. You get some spare time, network, be curious, ask questions. The worst that can happen is they tell you no, or you never get a response, and well, you're in the same place you started out. Next is going to be thinking of ideas, right? Thinking of ideas. The cool thing about ideas are this, and I don't know if you should do it in your spare time, but it's something that happens in your spare time. We are our most creative when we're not intentionally thinking of ideas. So it's very hard to kind of sit down and be like, I'm going to put myself in the office for an hour. I'm going to think of the greatest idea in the world. Usually you get those brain farts where you go nowhere. But when your mind is kind of allowed to be creative, when it's allowed to wander, and typically those come during times of peace. So, you know, some of my greatest ideas come when I'm on flights and I've got nothing better to do because I'm not paying for those dumb movies, and I just sit there and my mind wanders. Or if I'm reading a book and something I see in the book kind of sparks a different idea, or something I do in the summer, in the spring, I just sit outside, and it's going to sound weird, I'm sorry, but I sit outside, I listen to birds and animals, I just watch, and I'm randomly sitting there, and before you know it, the wheels start churning, and I start thinking these great ideas. Don't force yourself into creativity, let it come naturally. So taking time just to be mindful, just to be peaceful, just to kind of let your brain relax for a little bit, may seem like a waste of time because it feels like you should be using that time to do something else. But what you're actually doing is you're allowing yourself to relax. You're allowing yourself to be creative. And I think you'll be surprised at some of the great ideas you come up with when doing so. Next up, build a side hustle. I'm reading off my screen right here, right? Build a side hustle. I'm a big fan of growing businesses. I'm not like Jason Greystone. Jason Greystone's got a lot of businesses out there, but I am a big fan of supplemental ways of creating income. So if there are any different ways that you think you can create income, I think you should do it, especially as a younger trader, right? We're always straightforward with you guys where it's like, hey, a very small amount of you has enough capital to quit your jobs and just go full-time trading, right? You need a lot more than you think. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars kind of just to replace your normal kind of income and have that safety net and still grow your account if you're doing nothing else. So the key is to create those side hustles. How can I keep my main job? How can I turn trading into a place that can create some income for me? How can I get a side hustle that can produce income, which I can flood into my trading, which then can produce more income, which can then replace kind of my main job, and I can eventually either keep all three and just accumulate wealth that way, or slowly work my way out of my main job and have trading replace that. It's a whole cycle. We've done many podcast episodes of that in the past. But always think of a side hustle. And one I've mentioned to you many times here, start a podcast, man. I've got a best friend he's a great options trader. He has a business where he repairs people's credit. And I've been trying to tell him, dude, like that is a service that a lot of people need. You know how many people I work with that have horrible credit? And he has a rules-based method that you follow and it repairs it. You can put yourself in a situation where you can start getting other people's money. It's crazy. I said, start a podcast, right? Not only will that drive business towards your business, but you can probably get some ads and sponsors and stuff for it and make some side money that way. And he hasn't done it. But that's a great example. Start a podcast, start a YouTube channel, start a side business if you have a particular skill, right? Whatever you do, we all have some type of skill. It can be monetized. Trust me, there is, you know, people are making money doing everything. I've read some wild stories about, what is it? There was a lady that was selling, it's going to get a little crude here, sorry. A lady that was selling her farts. I swear to God, she was like farting into a glass jar and she was selling it. And I think she had a heart attack or something because she was farting so much per day that it messed up her system. I know it sounds outlandish. It sounds like I'm making it up, but Google search it. It is real. I remember it came across my screen and I told my wife, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm about to invest in some glass jars so we can start another business. Needless to say, she did not agree and that business never started, but it was an idea and I threw it out there. But the point is, you can do the most ridiculous things and find a way to make money from it if you're creative. I don't know if that's creative, but if you're ambitious, I guess you can say. Next up is going to be learn a new skill, right? Learning a new skill is key, right? I'm a big believer of the growth mindset, right? Fixed mindset is you're stuck in your way, you're not doing anything, you're stagnant, you're on a hamster wheel spinning and going nowhere. growth mindset, you're growing. You're growing. You're always trying to achieve something else. Jason and myself, we've been talking about this a lot in the Trader Coffee Break, where, you know, we've been talking about trading and money and income and motivation, and how the main motivation isn't necessarily the income from trading anymore. It's the game of trying to get better and trying to achieve different things in life. And money is a cool part of that, but money doesn't motivate us the same way as these other things do. So we're always trying to grow. We're always trying to develop. We're always trying to get better, right? You know my saying, or the saying that I live by, the Kaizen philosophy. Continuous improvement, even if it's by 1% each day, even if you shift 1 degree for the positive each day, when you keep shifting 1 degree over time, you're in a completely different place. So I think you should learn a new skill. A new skill is key too, because going back to the creativity, right? You know, it's kind of like working out, which I believe is the next one, right? If you go to the gym and you do the same thing every single day, your muscles stop responding, right? The first day you're bench pressing and you feel sore. The second week you're bench pressing, you feel better. You work to a certain level. You do that for more than 3 weeks straight, you're bench pressing the same way, your muscles stop responding. They just get stagnant. You don't start seeing the improvements. Our brain is the same way. If we just keep feeding our brain with the same thing this every single day, we never challenge it, our brain is not going to improve. It's not going to grow. So learning a new skill is important, because when we're learning a new skill, we're stimulating stimulating different parts of our brain. We're challenging ourselves and we're growing in different aspects. And it's really, really, really cool. And that new skill could be turned into a side hustle, as I mentioned before. Next is going to be exercise. And I am big on exercise. If you can't tell. I'm big on exercise. Exercise is, one, I'm a former athlete, still think I'm a current athlete. I coach athletics, so I'm always about staying in shape. Exercise is big for me, just for a longevity perspective, where, I got two kids that play soccer, we play sports. I don't want to be that dad that's too old and too beat up to play with his kids, right? I want to go out and get them, right? I want to take a basketball, put my kid in the post, dunk on them, and talk my smack. That's what I'm talking about, baby. I want to be able to have fun and enjoy moments with my kids and be able to kind of show them and impress them and be kind of like a role model to them in not just, other aspects of life, but in the athletic aspect as well. Physical fitness for me too is a way of release, right? Trading is a very stressful career, hence the hair being gone not soon after I started trading. If you don't get that release, it's going to come out in different ways. It can come out with your family, where you're yelling at your wife and your kids. I read a cool story early on in my trading career. It's called The Winning Edge series. I think it was book number one. And a game-changing story that I heard there was, there was a man that was trading, and he would take his trading baggage home with him and yell at his wife and yell at his kids. And then one time he came home and his kids weren't there. I think he actually had a winning day and he was all excited to celebrate. He's like, we're going out to eat, and there was no one there, and they had left him. And that's scary to me, because you got to disconnect. And I often feel myself kind of carrying that stress with me. If I have a rough day, my kids comes in all happy and unaware, like, hey, dad, let's play. Or like he spills something, I get frustrated. I want to yell, and I just don't want to take that anger out on them. So by having that release where I can go for a bike ride, go for a run, go lift some weights, I'm big on boxing as well. It allows me an outlet to release that energy, right? It also allows me to be creative, because I typically do this stuff by myself. I don't really like working out with others, because when I'm working out by myself, that is also my form of meditation, where if I'm on a bike ride for 2-3 hours seeing the most beautiful places in the world, right? It is inspiring. There's nothing better than when I bike. Well, it sucks getting up there, but biking to the top of a hill sucks. But when you get to that top of the hill and you just take a second to look at the land and see perspective, man, it's beautiful, it's enlightening, and again, it's really creative. Now, the problem I have is I often forget all my thoughts on the way home, right? I got to go an hour and a half out. I think of something cool at the top of the hill. By the time I get an hour and a half back, I forget it. So I've been trying to take notes in my cell phone and whatever like that, but I don't want to ruin the moment. So still trying to figure that part out, but exercise is key if you want to look like me, right? The next one is relax. And this kind of goes in with the creativity, the meditation, the exercises. Take time to chill. And from someone who is a workaholic, from someone who is always go, 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 I'm aware that we only have 24 hours a day, and there's only a certain amount of days in our life, and I want to optimize each of those opportunities. But growing up taught me that optimizing doesn't mean being busy, right? Because eventually you burn out. And I went through this nasty cycle of I would go hard and then burn out. And I'd burn out and I'd miss like a week because I'd be like depressed, or like even physically I'd be sick because my body is, you know, stressed out and tired. And when that happens, your immune system isn't as strong, right? So what I've been working on over the years, and again, we talked about this throughout the Trading Coach podcast about efficiency and productivity, is being able to be just as efficient as I was, being able to be even more productive than I was in the past, but allowing myself time to relax, chill, enjoy life. It hit me one time when one of my mentors told me, he said, "Hey, Keel, you worked so hard to get where you're at. Why aren't you enjoying it?" And I was like, that's a damn good point. Why aren't I enjoying it? So I'm trying to get better with taking family vacations, taking time off. You guys notice I don't check emails as much. There's a lot of things I do to kind of work on myself, but relaxing is key, right? You know, you reap the benefits of whatever you're doing. You got to take a break from your hard work. You know, if you breathe in enough, you got to take a breath out in order to breathe in again. Now, if not, you'll suffocate and die. Next, spend time with family. Kind of touched on this as well. That goes on to relaxation. My focuses have shifted massively from, and it was difficult for me. This is about the workaholic stuff. When I first started trading, I quit my jobs and I had like 18 hours a day to focus on trading. I was a machine. Bang, 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 right? I had a family and things changed, right? You need to do stuff with your kids if you want to keep your family. You need to do stuff with your wife if you want to keep your wife, right? So that started taking a block of my time away, which is really frustrating at first because I was so conditioned to like 18 hours a day, bang, 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 right? But making my family a priority, saying, hey, I would rather spend time with my family than do this, and not having it be the opposite. That is something that helped for me. Jason Greystone gave me some good advice where he scheduled family time, where in his daily rundown, it has, hey, 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock is family time. That means I'm off. I'm not working. I'm spending time with family, and it's on the family calendar. That way the kids know, so the kids don't bother you before five. And they know that once 5 o'clock comes, daddy's coming out to play. So stuff like that has been key, finding that balance. Lastly, work towards your goals. This one is easily said, maybe not easily done. Everyone likes to have goals. Not a lot of people like to work towards it. Everyone loves the process of, ooh, I'm thinking and I'm writing down goals and I have all these things I want to do. And then you get started and a month later, you don't actually do them. So you have to be purposeful. You have to be intentional. You have to be consistent about achieving your goals. Take your goals, break them down into tactics, and then work vigorously each and every day on executing some of those tactics. And if you focus on those small tactics, right, it's not as overwhelming as just focusing on that big goal. That's where so many people get lost. They see this massive goal and it's like, oh, it's so big and scary, I'll never achieve it. They don't feel like they're getting any closer to it because they're focused on that big picture. Break down that big picture into smaller bite-sized segments. Focus on those bite-sized segments each and every day. And before you know it, you'll be a lot closer to that bigger goal. So those are 8 things that you can do in your spare time. Do me a favor. Let me know what you like to do in your spare time. Let me know. You can either kind of include something that we spoke about here today. You can throw in something that I left out. But leave it in the comment section below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, there's a little Q&A thing that I'll type a question in that says leave your stuff. I love reading them. I love sharing them. I love that traders are actually reading the comments that other people are leaving and getting inspired by them. So do that. And until next time, plan your trade your plan. Take care. I know a lot of you guys love the show. Take a second out of your spare time to just leave a quick comment or a quick rating, whatever you feel the show deserves. It is massively appreciated. That's how we grow it. That's how we get more questions, more subjects, and that's how we keep this podcast fresh for the foreseeable future. All right? Take care. See you guys next episode.